Good morning. We are continuing today with the protections from Ayin Hara, and that could be avoiding an Ayin Hara to start with, or if there is an Ayin Hara, to have a refuah, a healing from that Ayin Hara. So far we've seen four protections. The first one, something very obvious, davar asamui min ayin, something that is hidden from people. If you are not open and publicize the benefits that you have in life, the wealth, and the other successes, people will not be jealous of it, and there won't be an ayin hara. So that is davar asamui min ayin, something that is hidden from the eye. Number two, we talked about fish. Number three, the birkas kohanim, yivarach Hashem v'yishmerecha, that the birkas kohanim is a shmira. And number four, the color of techeles. And now we're getting to number five, probably the most famous of the protections, based on a pasuk in Mishle. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, tzedakah, Tatzil mi mavis, that giving tzedakah, giving charity, will save us from death. That is saving us from the ayin hara, saving us from the ayin hara that will cause either disease or death. That is tzedakah, tatzil mi mavis. So the Abarbanel says something fascinating. He says, if you look in the Torah, the real source for avoiding on ayin hara is when we talk about not counting Jews, parshas kisisa. Don't count the Jews, but rather, if you need to take a census, they should give an item. What's the item talked about there? Give a shekel. Give a machatzisa shekel. Where does that go to? That's charity. That is going to the Mishkan. So he says as follows, Ela b'derach tzakam, when you're giving the shkalim, give it in a way of charity. Shebiot hamone osam, when you are counting, klal yishol yiten kol echad kofer nafshol Hashem, each of them, this is based on the pasuk, will give a protection, a redemption for what damages could be caused to him, because if you were counted directly, that would cause an ayin hara. So give something in its stead, but don't just give something stam, don't give a toothpick or something, give tzedakah, give shkalim, that's going to go to the Mishkan, kedei sheyagen ba'adam, they will be protected, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect them, yatzilem me'amavis v'ayin hara asholet b'minyan, and they will be protected and saved from the ayin hara that indeed does occur when there is a counting of Klal Yisrael. So what the Abarbanel is telling us here is beautiful, is that the concept of ayin hara is related to the giving of charity. We see here specifically that the avoidance of ayin hara when counting Klal Yisrael was to give tzedakah. It's the tzedakah itself, one that we're not counting directly, yes. But in the context of giving tzedakah, that is a very powerful remedy to ayin hara, because we see the whole concept of giving the shkalim that goes to the Mishkan, that is an amazing charitable cause, was in that context of avoiding ayin hara. So in fact, Rav Nachman Mibreslav, he says something absolutely beautiful. He says as follows, that it's a midah kenegan midah, that when somebody gives tzedakah, that person is protected from ayin hara. Why is that? So he says, this is part of his language, nimtza, it turns out, she tzedakah hi bechinas tov ayin. When somebody gives tzedakah, you give charity, and it can be to the Mishkan. We unfortunately don't have the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash nowadays, but to a charitable cause, to your shul, to your yeshiva, to give it to needy individuals. That is somebody who's giving has an tov ayin. That is a positive eye. Somebody is the opposite of stingy. That is the opposite of an ayin ra, ra ayin. A tov ayin, somebody who's positive, who is caring for others, who cares about others, he is giving tzedakah. So that's the opposite of ra ayin. That is somebody who is a negative eye, a stingy eye. Mze bechinas ashkalim. This is the concept of shkalim. Somebody wants to give to a charitable cause. That's a tov ayin, and that is the giving of tzedakah. So we see again, the shkalim is tzedakah, but we here see that midah kenegan midah. Why does the giving of tzedakah help so much, avoiding and fixing an ayin hara? Because somebody who's giving tzedakah is somebody who has a tov ayin, that is the opposite of the ra ayin, that's ayin hara, ayin ra, and accordingly giving of tzedakah is what fixes, it's the opposite of the ayin hara, and it protects against that ayin hara. Now we've been talking generally about the giving of tzedakah, tzedakah tatzil mimaves, but Rav Yitzchak Alfia says in Isaiah Yitzchak that in fact, let's talk about Maaser. Maaser is from the word of Eser, 10. It means giving 10% of our income to tzedakah. And he says, based on this concept that we see that tzedakah is beneficial, it avoids an ayin hara, l'chein tov roi la'adam, sheyargil atzmot l'hafrish maaser. somebody should get used to, you should become accustomed to separating 10% mikol masher marviach from everything he earns, vayedeze yevutal ha'ain hara mimenu miravachav. And accordingly, when you give of your money, of your income to, you give maiser, that indeed will negate the ayin hara from him and from his earnings. Why from his earnings? Because you gave part of your earnings to tzedakah. That is the protection for the earnings. It protects your earnings, and you're the one who gave, so it protects you as well. So the Siach Yitzhak here is talking specifically about the amount of maaser, 10%. We talked before generally about tzedakah. We didn't give a specific amount, and he's saying accordingly, because charity in general has such a power, so we indeed should accustom ourselves to giving 10% all the time when we have any earnings. In fact, the Sefer Ayin Hara looks at the words, at the letters Ma'aser, Mem, Ayin, Sin, Resh, Ma'aser, and it's a notricon. It stands for, not in the exact order, but Ma'aser, Mem is Ma'aser. From the word Ma'aser, the Mem of Ma'aser also stands for Ma'aser, and the Sin is switchable, interchangeable with a shin, shomer, maaser shomer, and the ayin of maaser is ayin, and the resh is ra. So it turns out maaser, shomer, ayin, ra, maaser protects us from ayin hara. So there we have it. Remember, maaser, shomer, ayin, ra is maaser. Now, in fact, we just said maaser, giving 10%, but the Yavetz tells us that it doesn't have to be maaser, that you're specifically giving 10% that will protect you from the ayin hara. Certainly, that is the mitzvah to give 10%, but even giving less than 10%, that will suffice for the purposes of protecting somebody from the ayin hara. So we said we started out by saying that tzedakah tatzil mimavis, giving tzedakah in general saves us. It's a mida keneged mida based on Rav Nachman Mibreslov. Nida keneged mida, so somebody has a tov ayin, it's going to negate the ayin hara, the evil eye, the negative eye, the stingy eye. Then we said even better, get used to giving meiser, but in the end of the day, the Yavetz says, but to protect yourself from the ayin hara, it doesn't have to be a full maaser amount. It can be even less to protect you from an ayin hara. Have a wonderful day.